Radio Harmony Cornuai. Join me, Clark 80, every Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. or at 18:15 on Saturdays to hear interesting interviews with some fascinating people. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life. It's time for Lamite to Clark on Radio Harmony Cornuai 88.8 with your host, Clark 80. Stay tuned for the second part of my interview with Dr. Elaine Kissel, eminent hypnotherapist. We pick up this interview in mid-discussion.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony Cornouaille 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark 80. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie de son entretien avec Dr. Elaine Kissel, une éminente hypnothérapeute. Et nous reprenons l'entrevue en pleine discussion.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
When did you first become interested in this topic? I'm thinking of just as hypnotherapy as a sort of profession.
I came across it almost instinctively. Before I had studied it, and then when I studied it and you know, sort of understood how to use it appropriately, it made a big difference in my work.
Did you have a mentor or somebody that you can point to as somebody who really got you going on your path?
No, not really. I didn't find anyone at first who had written and done workshops or anything with hypnosis. But after a while I did, but I worked instinctively.
Oh, yeah, that's powerful. Kind of an intuitive approach. Well, you talk about too in your book about developing a positive attitude about and for yourself. I think that's a big challenge for a lot of people. What do you think?
It is, and that's one of the reasons why it's one of the links in the chain of command, because unfortunately, most people are not raised to have a sense of their personal powers. Everybody else has the power, parents, you know, teachers, whoever, and they have to get in touch with their own personal powers.
Yes, and what a challenge that can be if you're told one thing all along, that you're just dependent upon other people to tell you sort of how to live and what to do. I would think that's a big problem because it also involves then personal judgment, where people are often judging themselves based on the opinions or actions or teachings of somebody else. That would be hard to root out.
Let me share this with you because it is a matter of fact. I'm not exaggerating. When people do the Mind Mastery course, it totally changes that. They become aware of their personal powers and their independence and how to be true to themselves.
Well, that's a great gift.
It's very, very, very effective in that. And it makes huge changes in how they even live within themselves.
Well, you know, you've had some experience too, being English at base, but having been in the United States a long time. Are there any trends or societal changes that you're particularly concerned about as we move into this century?
Well, I think that my concern right now, because I'm not politically inclined or anything like that, but I think that there's a lot of insecurity now. Mm-hmm. That's much more generalized than it used to be. I think that there's the problem is that the media tends to generate this insecurity and things like that.
Why do you think the media is so focused on the negative? I think about that a lot. I think why there's so many wonderful people and great things that happen in the world. And for some reason, is it because people want to hear about the negative or they're just curious? Or, I mean, it does sell newspapers. We all know that. But it does seem like there's a sort of drumbeat of negativity behind certainly most of the media.
And I think the problem is that people feel the need to connect with that, to know where they're going to be safe or what to believe in or whatever. It's a sad thing. I would, you know, if I could do it, I'd create a whole new channel where all we did was talk about the positive and the power
Oh
that you.
boy. Sign me up. Sign me up for that one. Oh, I know. I'm surprised in a way if people haven't done it because it's an obvious thing for a lot of people. They don't want to hear the negativity because they know in their own lives that a lot of people are doing great things and, surviving under situations that are difficult but not complaining or being victimized by it. Whew. Well, that's a whole other topic, I'm sure.
Well, there's a lot of channels on TV where they're educating people correctly and accurately and informatively, wisely, and some of them that are not. That it's you have to be able to,
Yeah.
learn from experience, right?
Well, I would, and I think going through your book and your course, so to speak, would teach people that they can be selective and they should be selective and always be aware of what's going on when something negative happens. It actually affects them in their body and their attitude during the day. I mean, it does seem obvious that if you hear enough negativity, you'd stop. But I don't think that's happening. I think it just gets fed and fed and fed. But I'm not the expert, that's for sure.
Well, people tend to watch TV and and news on TV. They need to open their minds and get a lot more information from a lot of other sources. No, I'm just saying that people tend to watch the TV where the people that want to be elected to be a president, that's constant ads about that. It's
Oh, this
negative,
time of
negative.
year. Yeah, they're
Yes.
always pushing the negative on the other person. Yeah. Well, one of the messages and one of the links that I really like in your book talks about enthusiasm. It's a simple word in a way, but with tremendous power. And I know that myself sometimes when I'm down, if I'm maybe for those very reasons or anything else, that I know if I can find something that makes me enthusiastic, it just changes the whole attitude about something. Is there some secret to that, do you think, about enthusiasm?
I don't know it's a secret, but enthusiasm is an enabler if you think about it. And it's very hard in a lot of times for people to maintain that because they're dealing with stresses, they're dealing with problems, they're dealing with the news and everything else. So sometimes it's a little hard to be enthusiastic, but you have to. It's an attitudinal shift that you can do within yourself. You can decide to be enthusiastic, and decisions are powerful. Decisions energize and activate your free will. And if you stay in touch with that, then that helps you cope better.
Yes, you mentioned about developing a no-fail attitude. That's terrific. That's exactly right. That's a part and parcel of enthusiasm, I would guess, too. There's a lot of people talk about living in the moment or staying in the moment. Do you have any insights about that or any ways that you think that can be made easier for people? Because I think it's a real challenge.
I think it's one of the links in the chain of command is to live in the now, because now is where you create your past and your future, right? It doesn't mean that you can't think about the past or the future, but the thing is not to live in the past or not to live in the future, but to make sure you are living in the now in the way that's going to enable you to live a good life.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Elaine Kissel, who's done a lifetime of work in the area of hypnotherapy and is the author of the book, The Mind is Willing. One of the things that may influence that, I think, for people is that they want to control everything that happens to them. They want to set up these real difficult boundaries that they don't want to be passing or don't want to have anything get through to them. Control seems to be a big issue, and I don't hear too much people talk about that. You run into that, I'm sure, in your job quite a bit.
Well, if you think about what control really is, it's very broad-based and very complex sometimes. But if you learn how to control what you're doing in your own mind and brain and how you're living your life, that's it.
Yeah. That's difficult. Yeah. I think
Well, it
we're
seems
raised.
difficult, but when I teach it in Mind Mastery, what people realize is fundamentally part of your humanness. Think
Are you
about
talking about control itself, or trying to be in control of things that you can, or how do you relate that?
there's a lot of ways to be in control, right? In control of how you think and how you feel and how you act. You control how you deal with issues in your life. Control. But here's something that I think I should mention. Many times, people's lack of positive control is how they're raised. Everybody else is in control when you're growing up. Everybody else is telling you how to deal with things and so on. So it takes a while for people to develop that conscious independence of what control is. You're in control. And exercise wise, appropriate control for yourself.
I think some people can be mature at a relatively early age, maybe in their 30s or 40s, but it seems like it comes a lot later in life for most people. And I think my experience is that for men, anyway, it's quite a bit later that we can kind of get into a situation where we feel more or less satisfied. We've done maybe a lot of things in our lives already. We all talk about midlife crises and that kind of thing. Do you think you run into that very much with both men and women, the midlife crisis?
Yes, but that midlife nowadays is different than it used to be, right?
I
So
think
of
so.
age people to be now, but I think that there's a lot more sense of freedom for people now to find the kind of help that they need rather than be told, well, you should go see so and so or go see a doctor of this, that, or the other quality. There's a lot of ways that people can explore and get the help that they need to be their ideal self.
Yes, that's true. If somebody wants to contact you, Elaine, what's the best way?
They can go to K-Hypno at AOL. That's one of them.
K-Hypno, K-H-Y-P-N-O at AOL.com.
That's the way they can email me there. Well, they'll find my phone number and if I learn it more about me and what I do and what I don't do.
And you're still open to taking new clients.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not as many as I used to.
Well, it's understandable. You've helped an awful lot of people already. And do you mind, is your book available on the website, or is it Amazon, or where would you go to get that book?
Can get it off
Remind
the
us.
web. Yes. You can get off of my website or you can get on Amazon or go to a bookstore and get it.
I'd like to encourage people to have a look at it. I've read it, and I've probably read it twice now, and it's very impressive, and it does go through this whole chain of command we talked about, these various links that lead from one thing to another very effectively, and teach us how to be aware and then to move on, as Elaine was saying about
Well, if you
enthusiasm and
understand this, I wrote that book because the Mind Mastery course is a 4-week course, and I couldn't elaborate on every one of the links in the chain of command and talk about the psychology behind it and everything. So that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. So it's much more detailed in many respects. So
yes.
if many people tell me that they've taken the course, but they love the book, and some people love the book and want to take the course, so you can't go wrong.
No, you can't. So it's actually a course that people can enroll in. And in addition to that, there are the sessions that they can book with you in hypnotherapy. Is that right?
But I want people to know that my approach with hypnotherapy isn't the standardized, prescripted approach. I don't just get put people in hypnosis and give them suggestions and keep my fingers crossed that they're going to do that. I do very very in-depth evaluation, determine what's going to be the best approach, how much therapy they're going to need, and I teach all of my clients self-hypnosis, and I record each of the inductions. But it's not, I don't offer a quick fix, and a lot of
No.
people come to me like that,
But
unfortunately.
I think they've seen an awful lot of fluff when it comes to hypnotherapy, where people are cured, so to speak, of tobacco or other kinds of, particularly addictions, I think is where it gets a lot of attention. But
This is a
yes,
joy.
we're.
This is a very good way for you to put this, because I've had so many people come to me who've been to other hypnotists and they've quit smoking or they've quit drinking alcohol, but they're for a while, and sometimes they go back, but then they take on another problem because the issue that got them into that had not been resolved.
That's a great point. Sure, it's an escape or a way to cope, and they just find another way.
A negative way. And
Negative way. Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating topic, and the work you've done is very interesting and forward thinking. And I wanted to tell you how I appreciate you being on the show, because your knowledge and the way you approach things could be so helpful to so many. And I'll give that address again. It's K Hypno. It's KHYPNO at AOL.com for Dr. Elaine Kissel. And from that website, you'll be able to see some of the techniques and certainly have a chance to maybe peruse some of her written literature as well. So anyway, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Elaine, and thanks again for all the good work you do.
My pleasure, and thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Kissel's practice, contact her directly at the site kisselhypnosis.com, which is KISSELHYPNOSIS.com.
L'invité de Clark, with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.